If you're counting delegates and states, it was a solid win for Mitt Romney. 6 out of 10 possible wins last night, but it's not the whole story. Former Massachusetts governor easily won his home state. He picked up victories in Vermont, Virginia, Idaho, and Alaska. A narrow win over Rick Santorum in Ohio. A satisfying one, though. Santorum had held a double-digit lead in the polls in Ohio just a week ago. Romney told his supporters in Boston it's just the boost he needed.
We're going to take your vote, a huge vote in Massachusetts, and take that victory all the way to the White House.
Santorum snapped a 4-state losing streak with victories in Oklahoma, Tennessee, and North Dakota. He told his backers,
"We have won in the West, the Midwest, and the South, and we're ready to win across this country."
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich needed a boost from anywhere, and he got it from his former home state of Georgia. He believes that will help propel him to wins next week in the southern states of Alabama and Mississippi. Ron Paul closed out on Super Tuesday. The Texas congressman had hoped to win at least one contest, but had to settle for zero.
There was another Ohio primary yesterday, one that pit 8-term Congressman Dennis Kucinich against 15-term Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur. Ohio lost 2 of its House seats after the last census, and a Republican-led legislature redrew the districts. Kucinich ended up losing to his former close ally, Kaptur. She now faces the GOP primary winner, Samuel Wurzelbacher. You may not recognize that name, but you probably recognize Joe the Plumber. You remember his name from the 2008 presidential race. It's unclear what Kucinich may do next. He's talked of possibly moving to Washington State to run in a Democratic-leaning district there, but timing could be a little difficult. He'd have to establish residency by mid-April, which is difficult while he still represents his current Ohio district. A 33-year-old Norwegian man is now facing terror charges in connection with a deadly rampage that left 77 people dead in Oslo and a Labour Party youth camp last summer. Prosecutors say the right-wing extremist is now charged under Norway's anti-terror law, the section that refers to violent acts intended to disrupt key government functions or spread fear among the population.
New protests in Greece over austerity measures. Prison guards in Greece are demonstrating against pay cuts and overcrowding with a series of rolling strikes. Officials say they won't affect security, but prison visits and transfers are being banned for the time being. Police occupying their Social Security Fund building after the union refused to participate in a voluntary bond swap Greece needs to lighten its debt load. Apple holds an event in San Francisco today. The expectation is the company will unveil an updated iPad.
I hope they do, because I need an
iPad
update
3.
There.
That's right. In maybe the markets, called the iPad HD, possibly.
Possibly. I don't know, though. Asian markets are down. European markets are mixed. Futures have turned up. The Dow starts at 12,759. The S&P at 1343. The NASDAQ at 2589. Give us your Super Tuesday playlist. What are they panicking about, Kathy? That's her suggestion on Facebook.
Why Detroit?
We want to know what your suggestion for a song that typifies the primary season. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and sing it, folks.